from the village came a cheerful song. The narrator went there to look. It turned out that it was seeing off 5 guys, 2 soldiers, 1 married and 4 single. The author began to watch. Cheerful songs put him in a festive mood. The guys went to their native homes, received the blessing of their parents, said goodbye to their relatives. The song was started by one of the recruits, a handsome guy with undoubted musical talent. He was accompanied by a second married man. The author met the man's father. He said that, of course, it was a pity that his son was going into the army, but he was already a cut-off scrap because he was married to a maid and lived in the city. The author caught a glimpse of his wife as well. The maid was strikingly different from the local women, with fancy hair, high-heeled shoes, silk city dress. The broads were screaming as if they were dead. The author asked the old man whose tall guy was the recruit. The old man said, "My, this one," and wept bitterly. And the author realized that behind cheerful songs people are hiding sorrow.